Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, less than a week away from the draft. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars media luncheon at Everbank Field in the Terrace Suite earlier on Friday, where Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley spoke with the media about 20 to 30 minutes over lunch, talking about the upcoming draft, of course, and players are back in the building for the Jaguars. Gus Bradley had a lot of thoughts about that. But then in front of the cameras, Dave Caldwell, happy with where they sit at number five and they feel they can get a guy they like.
We have 10 players in our top 10. They're not the same player, 10 players that, you know, that are on ESPN or on the NFL Network. So we have a lot of information on players, both college and pro, and they just have to trust that we're making really good, educated decisions with the information that we have.
By nature, for me, when I look at every person, I see them and how they would fit into our scheme. And so all those guys I look at and say, well, we could use that need. We could use that need, and we have a place for him. And so as I go across the board, you know, we're in a good place.
All right, guys, let's get to it. First off, Josh Norman, the Panthers, rescinded the franchise tag option for him. So he's a free agent. Jaguars, should they make a run? What do you think, John?
Much interest from the fans. Sounds like little interest from the team. Yeah. I don't think it was going to be a run. There was a little interest. There's been conversation. Dave Caldwell monitored it. Josh wants this. Dave wants to pay this. I don't think it's happening.
Well, you know, just because you have the money doesn't mean you have to overpay, right? You just bought a new Jeep. You paid the lowest possible price you could.
I'll bet
right?
He didn't.
I hope.
A fair market value for it, exactly. Yeah. But you were going to roll in and go, hey, you guys know who I am? I want to pay 20% more for that. That's the deal. Look, the representation for Norman wanted the Jaguars involved, and the Niners for that matter, because they're the two teams that could write any check. Doesn't appear either one of those teams are really seriously involved, probably for good reason.
JP tried the you-know-who-I-am thing once, and it didn't work out that well.
Yeah, they charged me twice as much. Us versus them on the football side in terms of information. There's a lot of information out on the Internet about the draft and all this, but part of the point today was that they have a lot more information on the football side.
Well, you know, hello, this just in. They do have a lot more information. That's their job. We, and then, of course, an extension of that is the fans, we see what we see, mm-hmm. what we know about the game, what we learn about players talking to other members of the media. So we have more than you, right? But you've got those people that think, well, why don't they take this player? They should take this player. Well, they talked today about the psychologist, the team psychologist. I mean, they go to that level to have the information. Absolutely. When they make a decision, they make it to fit into their plan. We don't even know what their plan is.
And it's based on their information. Remember when I said this and this?
Yeah.
Well, the information's this, and the information that even we have is this. They make their decisions based on the information they gather, their beliefs, and there is strikingly little used from the noise that we create.
Well, how many great college football players do you hear about from fans? You say he was great at Oregon or he was great at Florida. We should
playing hey. Quarterback there. He's great, wasn't he?
I wasn't even going that one. But the reality of it is what they plan to do with the player and how a player is used and paid and all of that. Much, much greater than just what the eyes see.
And 32 teams have 32 different thoughts about the top of this draft. Finally, we're less than a week away. Who you got at number five?
Well, I'm going to say Miles Jack because I'm going to assume that they're not worried about the knee. And I think if they're not worried about the knee, I think Ramsey is gone, and I think Jack probably gets to them. So I'm going to say Miles Jack. If he's not there, if the Cowboys like Miles Jack, then I'm going to have to say Bosa.
Okay, I'll go the other side. I'll assume that the knee is troublesome just for our purposes here. And I'll say DeForest Buckner because he is a tremendous football player. He is big. He is long. He's effective. He's powerful. And I had one guy tell me he's the best defensive prospect in this draft. If you can get him at five, you never have enough big guys up front.
He will be a lot. There's a better chance of that than people think.
Yeah, should be interesting. We're less than a week out, but that's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.